Before we get started, quick content warning on this episode. We do discuss gun violence and the death of a close friend. So if that's content you'd rather not listen to, we totally understand. We'll see you in the next episode.
Welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. I'm Laura.
And I'm Shauna.
And we're friends and writing partners who just happened to be pregnant at the exact same time. So what did we do? We started a podcast about it.
On this week's show, we have our weekly check-ins. We have a segment called Internet Insanity, in which we wonder, how is our pregnancy affecting our dogs and our husbands? And we have our BFPs and BFNs, where we hit the highs and lows of the week.
Just a quick reminder, we were still figuring out all the technical details with this podcast when we recorded these segments. So you may notice that in the audio, but we promise it gets better in the next episode. Let's get started. So, Shauna, we always start with our weekly check-ins. Mm-hmm. And so what week are you at now?
I'm 15 weeks.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's crazy. It's like almost 4 months. What? So this week, the app told me my baby is as big as a navel orange.
Wow.
I guess it's important to put navel in there. That's bigger or smaller than regular oranges. Yeah. I don't know. But I had a checkup with my OB. And it was so quick. It was almost like, is that it? Because all he did was put the Doppler on my stomach and listen to the heartbeat. Uh-huh. And was like, okay, any questions? Okay, bye. I'll see you in a month. And that was it.
So, it's so weird. Yeah. Because you expect, like, you want tracking. You want to know.
Yes.
Exactly what's going on.
Yeah, it's like no ultrasound, no pictures. No, blah, blah, blah. It's like, nope, let's just hear the heartbeat and put you on your way. He did order me the second trimester screening, so I did get some blood work for that, which tests for, what is that one test for? Do you remember?
I'm not there
spina
yet.
Spina bifida.
So oh, it's okay.
Spina or something bif- like.
Spina bifida is a neural tube defect.
What it's testing for, neural tube defects. So I went for that.
Oh, interesting. They can tell that from the blood somehow?
Yes. It tests for, like, I think 4 or 5 different hormones in your blood. One of them is mine, and then several of them are actually the baby's. And depending on the levels of those, they can tell, like, if there's an opening in the neural tube and, like, the spinal fluid is leaking out. So I don't know. I haven't gotten the results yet.
So. No, I'm sure. Everything's been good so far.
Yes.
So.
It'll probably be okay.
Yes.
And then the other thing I wanted to check in about this week is that now that things are progressing and I've gotten good news and I'm feeling, like, really good about the pregnancy, we started to think about names. What to name this little bean.
Obviously Laura is top of the list.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, and so I wanted to tell you about this cool app that we discovered, because uh-huh. I was like, wouldn't it be cool if, like, there was, like, a Tinder for baby names? Like, you could just swipe left or right on names, and if it matches with your partner, it could be added to a list. And I was like, I'm genius, I'm gonna invent this app. But no, of course, it already exists.
Of course it does. Everything. There's an app for everything.
I know. I'm kind of glad it already does, because I'm not actually going to make an app. Let's be real. It's called Kinder.
Of course
Isn't
it
that
is.
Cute?
Of
it's
course
called
it
Kinder.
Is. Oh my God.
Yeah, there are other ones out there, but I thought Kinder was so cute.
That
so.
Is actually cute, because I feel like we've kind of started talking about names too, uh-huh. and just very casually, and the agreement is hard.
It is. It's really hard.
And both of you have absolute veto power.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So it's fun. There's so many names we don't like, though. So it's like we just sit there on the app and just go left, swipe left, 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 left. And it's, I don't know how much we'll actually use it if we'll discover our name that way. But it's kind of a fun little toy to play with.
Yeah. I'll have to download that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check it out. Where are you this week?
I am at 11 weeks.
Okay.
Moving right along.
Good, good.
And my check-in's kind of a bummer.
Why?
I apologize in advance. As you know, I found out that one of my very oldest friends mm-hmm. was actually killed this week.
Yes.
In a really senseless act of gun violence that mm-hmm. I don't want to talk too much about the details of it, because it was actually made very public. It was all over the news, and, you know, it was on CNN, and, like, reporters calling all my so anyway, it's a friend of mine who has been one of my best friends since elementary school. She married her high school sweetheart, who I also knew since middle school.
Oh my gosh.
And he was killed just completely randomly, and it's been a real shock. You know, I spent, like, the majority of this week crying, and, you know, it's hard. You know, I want to be there for my friend. Thankfully she's in Southern California, so I can, like, physically help her with some things, mm-hmm. but you just feel helpless, and it's scary, because, you know, you're like, how could this happen to, like, the nicest person I know? And then being pregnant on top of it just adds another layer of, like, weirdness to the whole thing because... So I had just started telling people, as I mentioned in the last episode, I had just started telling people about my pregnancy. So I actually told these friends.
You did.
Last week, we were all supposed to have dinner. We actually were supposed to have dinner the day he was murdered.
Oh my gosh.
Which is horrible. And, you know, the thing I've really taken away from it is, like, do not put off, you know, seeing your friends. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, but it was, we were mutually busy people. So, you know, they had two kids, so... You know, it wasn't anyone's fault, but, you know, it really hurts that we were finally going to see each other after months and months and months of not seeing each other, and then this happened.
I'm so sorry. That's so awful.
Yeah, it was really sweet of you. You sent, the day I found out, you sent a text message and were very supportive. But it's just been a weird thing because, so... I posted on Facebook about it to let people know because it was a big news story.
Yeah.
And people were, like, posting randomly, like, people who didn't know him. Uh-huh. And then I also had people who, you know, I knew a lot of people who knew him. So it was all over my feed. So I wanted to post something partially to, you know, in remembrance of him, but also partially to kind of give a heads up to people, like, hey, this is what's going on in my life. So, you know, don't bother me with stupid shit right now. But the algorithm... fucks that all up because only some people see it, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I was getting, like, weird text messages from people who, like, found out, like, you know, my husband told his friend and he told his fiance. Uh-huh. And she, like, sent me, like, oh my God, congratulations, how do you feel? And I was like, I'm okay. But, you know, like, my friend died. And then you feel like such a fucking Debbie Downer.
Mm-hmm.
Just be like, oh, thanks. But my friend died, and that's the only thing I can think about right now, you know?
Yeah, talk about just, like, juxtaposition of, like, really opposite experiences. And
I know.
Having those both come at you at the same time.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm happy that I was telling people early, because I got to tell them.
Yeah,
you know?
True.
So, like, and apparently, you know, my friend was like, oh, we're both so excited for you. So, like, it's nice to know that they knew, or he knew. But it's just, I mean, like, it's just the definition of a tragedy. It's the worst thing. So I've kind of done all the crying I can at this point. So that's why I'm kind of, if I sound unemotional, this is why. But yeah, so that's been my week. It's been weird. It's weird to be, like, right at the point where you're telling everyone you're pregnant. And then at the same time to be mourning, you know, like, the death of a close friend for no reason, you know, and completely out of the blue.
Yes.
So,
what a shock.
Anyway,
well,
that's
I'm very
the,
sorry
thank
about
you.
That. That's such a tragedy.
I hesitated bringing it up on this podcast because, you know, we're a light. We're kind of a funny podcast, I feel like. Or I hope we're funny.
We also keep it real.
We got to keep it real. So that's what I've been going through this week. Anyway, but let's lighten the mood.
Okay. Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids, but you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why StoryWorth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give StoryWorth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted StoryWorth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
That's StoryWorth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin.
No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at oneskin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP.
You had a thought for a really cool segment that I think is going to be hilarious called Internet Insanity.
Which is basically anything that we've come across either in the baby boards or products that are being marketed to us because we're, you know, expecting mothers, or anything just on the internet that comes our way that might be a little wacky. Should I kick it off? Or do you want to kick it off?
You go. I'll get the funny back in a second. Okay. Yeah, you go.
Let's give you a sec.
Okay.
So in the baby boards, which I don't frequent very often, I did much more in my first pregnancy, but I just don't. I don't know. Either I don't have time because I'm taking care of a toddler or whatever. But I do scroll them occasionally, and I have come across this phenomenon that I find interesting. It's ladies saying that their dogs know they're pregnant.
Okay.
So here's what people are saying. I'm a dog owner.
You are. Okay. You have two very adorable little chihuahua mixes that are super cute and currently getting a haircut.
Yes, they are. But people are saying that their dogs are more cuddly, more clingy. One woman said that her dog started peeing in her house as soon as her hormones spiked before she got a positive pregnancy test. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that this is all valid, but I am not seeing it in my two dodos.
Like, you don't sound like you think this is valid.
Because my two dogs can't even figure out how to use a dog door, okay? There is no way they are picking up on the subtlety of my pregnancy hormones, and they are sure as hell not, like, more protective of me at this time. But I don't know. Maybe I'm too busy taking care of a toddler to notice my dog's subtle behavior.
You know what's funny is my friend Marilyn actually sent me an article. So mm-hmm. I told her, last week I told her I was pregnant. Actually, at Disneyland.
Oh.
She was a Disney employee up until last week. So she quit. She uh-huh. voluntarily left. But so she has free Disney passes. So she literally drove down to Disneyland the day I was there just to watch the fireworks.
Uh-huh.
So we found her and we're aww. Chatting. And so I was able to tell her. And so she knew. So of course she's immediately starting to sending me everything pregnancy related. And she sent me an article that was like, do pets know if you're pregnant?
Uh-huh.
So I read it and it was like, Maybe. I don't know. But now I'm wondering, I have two cats.
I know. I was going to ask about your cats.
Well, so I have an 11-month-old boy kitten, mm-hmm. almost full-grown, little adolescent, rambunctious motherfucker. And he has been more cuddly, but I think it's just because he's getting older. Like, he's not running around as much, you know?
Oh, right. He's losing his kitten spunk.
Yeah. And he's starting to learn that cuddles are good. Like, when he was a little kitten, he didn't really, you know, he just was doing whatever he wanted to do. And now he's like, oh, yeah, if I come and sit on her lap, she will pet me and it feels good. Like, he's starting to put it together. So
right.
I'm not ready to make a conclusion.
Or he's getting ready to steal the breath of your unborn child.
Yes, I'm sure that's what's going on. I am worried about my other cat, who's like a big doofus and very, very sweet, but he has a tendency to sleep on my face. So,
oh, no, my God.
Yeah, Magnus, he likes to sleep on my face. So I'm definitely going to keep an eye on him with the baby.
Yes, good idea.
Yeah, he's a sweetheart. He would never hurt he wouldn't hurt a fly. I know, because he's like, well, I've watched him see a fly by and just be like, bloop, bloop.
I love Magnus.
But yeah, he's a sweetheart.
Yes,
he only has four teeth. I mean, he's a big dummy. He really can't.
I love him. Have you found anything on the internet lately that's
yeah? So unlike you, I'm obsessed with the baby boards. I interact a little bit. I'm actually, my sort of role is I am the person who goes on and puts long feminist rants on people's
good
posts.
They need those.
You know, supportive. Mainly on, like, body positivity posts, because I find these people, and it makes me so sad, and I get it. Mm-hmm. Being a woman in this society just is a mindfuck, right? Like, everything we learn is to hate our body and try to fix it. So when we become pregnant, our bodies suddenly go haywire and we don't know what's going on, and it's natural to feel uncomfortable, and I get it too. Like, I'm not perfect, but I strive for body positivity, for body acceptance, you know? So I see these women who, you know, like, a common thing they post is like, oh, my mother-in-law said I looked fat, or I feel fat, and I'm like, can someone, and I'm just like, okay, I am going to put my, like, paragraphs long thing on here.
Nice.
Like, trying to tell them, like, to love themselves, and I get a lot of hearts on Babysitter. So
you're doing good work.
Yeah, but that's not actually what I came in to, I mean, that's a whole other topic, but the thing that I thought was really interesting that I saw recently was someone posted about, they think this is a side effect of pregnancy, which is that the pregnancy is making them hate their husbands.
What?
Yeah, like, someone was like, oh, I can't even look at his face. It makes me want to throw up. And, like, I just can't wait till he's out of the house and I hate him so much. And I was like, maybe she just needs to get a divorce. But then all these other women were like, oh, my God, me too. I just, like, my first pregnancy, I was fine. But this one, like, I just can't stand him, even though he's doing everything he can to help and all this stuff.
Are they, like, angry, or are they making them physically nauseous?
Both.
Or both?
Both, I think. Both.
Oh, no.
I know. And I feel bad for them, and I feel bad for the husbands. And, like, I'm just really grateful that's not
side
effect I'm having.
I'm not having that side effect either, thank goodness.
Yeah. But I also think, I mean, maybe this is just being presumptuous, but I feel like, you know, I know the aversions are real, and if, like, the smell of your husband's skin is making you feel sick, like, I'm not sure there's much you can do about that, but the emotional, like, hatred towards them, I feel like maybe could be worked out in therapy or something.
Maybe. I mean, I definitely was, like, crankier and angrier mm-hmm. in the first trimester. And I had a huge smell aversion, but mostly like to my house. Like I would walk into my house and be like, ugh.
I've been having that. Oh my God. Really? The smell aversions. Oh. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
I was like,
awful.
My house smells like fish. I uh-huh. actually brought a friend over after lunch because he had like some time to kill before an appointment. Steve, you know, Steve.
Yeah.
Carrie's Steve. And I walked in and was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. The house smells like fish. And he's like, I don't smell anything. I was like, it smells terrible.
Oh my God. Luckily that goes away. I'm feeling relief from all of
you're
that.
You're like
now.
My light. You're my perpetual light at the end of the tunnel, Shauna.
I hope I can continue to provide that for you.
Thank you.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor. And I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important. And therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although, of course, it is helpful in those situations, too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's best sellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you.
All right, so our weekly segment to close the show are our BFPs and our BFNs, which stand for Big Fat Positive and Big Fat Negative, which is the term that women on these baby boards use to proclaim whether they got a positive or negative pregnancy test. But we talk about things that we like or things that we don't like, hits and misses for the week. So, Shauna, what do you got?
So last week I was whining about having no wine mm-hmm. or cocktails or whatever. So I've made a discovery that I think is fun, and they're called mocktails.
Oh, yes.
It's an actual product.
Yes.
made by Ocean Spray.
Oh, so it's like in a can or a...
It's in a plastic bottle about this big, and they're like tropical drink flavors, or like there's like a peach Bellini, there's like a pina colada, and the first trimester I could not have these. My mother-in-law actually found them and bought them for me, which is really, really sweet, but I had a huge sugar aversion. I could not even tolerate these. But now that I'm better, they're still in my fridge. And I'm like, oh, that looks fun. So I mix a little LaCroix, a little sparkling water with a little mocktail in a wine glass. And I feel celebratory. Celebratory.
That's so fun.
It is. It's really fun. You should try them. Like one of them, the pina colada one, like actually reminded me of being on my honeymoon in Cancun, like drinking pina colada on the beach.
Aww.
Yes, I know I'm stretching here, but I'm 15 weeks pregnant and I need whatever I can
you
get.
You do what you need to do.
You do. And it's fun and I love them. Mocktails. Go get them.
Awesome. Okay. I made a note of that.
What about you? BFP or BFN?
I've got a BFN.
Okay, what you got?
So you remember how last week I was like, and my nausea's subsiding.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Is it back?
It's back. And I don't know, you know, I think it might have to do with my emotional reserves. You know, this week, like I said, I've been crying a lot and very sad and mourning and grieving for my friend. And I don't know if it's just coincidental or connected, but my nausea came back in full force.
Oof.
So I even like... You know, it used to just be nausea and then, like, didn't turn into the thing. Listeners might not know this. So, a little backstory. Shauna has a phobia of vomiting, so we don't talk about it that much.
I do. I've gotten better now that I have a toddler, though.
Yes.
Because, you know, you have to deal.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, it
happens.
Yeah.
So, that's happened, actually, a few times.
No!
Yeah. The strange thing for me is specifically brushing my teeth is the worst. It's terrible.
That's
and so, like,
bad.
Every night I'm, like, taking deep breaths, trying really hard.
Can you brush your teeth with Jolly Ranchers?
I wish.
That would help.
I should probably get some kids. Someone on a baby board suggested getting, like, kids-flavored toothpaste.
Oh, is it the flavor that bothers you?
I don't know. I think it's the action, but, you know, maybe now my brain's connected the flavor of it, so maybe I'll try to mix it up. But, yeah, it's just a real bummer.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So I'm hopefully round in that corner soon, but
I have some Preggy Pops you can have if you want them.
So I totally have some of those because a friend of mine, you know, I started telling people, and a friend of mine sent me it's like a bump box.
Have
you heard of it? It's like, it was a little box. It was one of those like pre-made things. It was for the first trimester, and it had a bunch of first trimester stuff in it.
Oh, cute!
It was cute, and one of the things in there was those Preggy Pops, which are basically just like Jolly Ranchers with some vitamin B6 in it. I think
maybe some essential oils. Yeah. I honestly don't know. I mean, it's psychosomatic. I think, but they are yummy.
I ran out of Jolly Ranchers and started using those, and they're fine. I can't tell a difference between the two of them, but they taste good.
Yeah.
So. But thank you for the offer.
You're welcome.
but hopefully that's going to go away soon. I'm just got to get out of this first trimester, man.
You will.
This is some bullshit,
it really is.
I have to say.
Yes. But there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Or at the end of the trimester.
It's in a mocktail. I just need a mocktail.
You do. Try it.
All right. Well, I think that's our show.
That is. Yay.
See you next week. Be sure to check us out on Facebook at Big Fat Positive Podcast and on Instagram at Twitter at BFP Podcast. We also have a website, BigFatPositivePodcast.com. Hope to see you there.
Welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. I'm Shauna.
And I'm Laura.
And my mind just went blank. Wow, that hasn't happened in a long time. Welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. Pregnancy brain.
This will go in the outtakes and we'll be good.